Seringkali kita mendengar di berita tentang para pengusaha yang membayar karyawan mereka lebih rendah dari yang seharusnya, baik itu jaringan rumah makan atau bahkan usaha kecil. Sebagai karyawan, Anda memiliki hak yang jelas terkait dengan gaji, ketentuan kerja, dan juga keamanan. Dan ada cara yang mudah pendengar untuk melaporkan pelanggaran atas hal ini jika hak-hak tersebut tidak terpenuhi. Berikut ini rangkuman yang disusun oleh Audrey Burjett dan Amy Chin Yuang. Penting bagi para pendatang, baik itu yang sudah menjadi warga negara Australia ataupun yang masih menggunakan visa, untuk mengetahui bahwa mereka memiliki hak yang sama dengan warga Australia yang lainnya. Upah minimum nasional adalah sebesar $18.29 per jamnya. Bisa jadi lebih dari itu jika Anda adalah karyawan lepas atau jika Anda berkualifikasi untuk mendapatkan penghargaan modern. Pihak Ombudsman Kerja Adil menyediakan informasi dan saran tentang aturan-aturan yang berlaku di tempat kerja di Australia. Mark Lee, Direktur Media Ombudsman Kerja Adil, menyarankan agar Anda membuka website mereka untuk memastikan bahwa Anda digaji sebagaimana mestinya.
The best thing that you can do to figure out what the rate of pay is and what your award or what your job entitles you to is to log on to our website, fairwork.gov.au, and have a look at our pay and conditions calculator. When you have a look at that calculator, you can answer a few questions about the job that you're doing, and it will give you the rates of pay that you're entitled to be paid.
Jika Anda tinggal di Australia dengan menggunakan visa, ia mengatakan bahwa Anda bertanggung jawab untuk mempelajari ketentuan-ketentuan visa tersebut sebelum Anda mulai bekerja.
It's important to understand what your work entitlements are under that visa. We have a number of different visas in Australia, and our visas are governed by the Department of Immigration and Border Protection. If you're on a student visa, for example, your work entitlements might be different to if you're on a working holiday visa. So before you begin work, you should check with the Department of Immigration and Border Patrol about what those entitlements are and make sure that you stick to those.
Khususnya, penting bagi Anda untuk memahami apa yang boleh Anda kerjakan serta hak-hak apa saja yang seharusnya Anda terima, karena pendatang baru di Australia rentan menjadi korban eksploitasi. Satu dari lima keluhan yang ditujukan pada Ombudsman Kerja Adil datang dari mereka yang tinggal di Australia dengan menggunakan visa. Mereka juga mewakili setengah dari kasus yang berujung di pengadilan.
We know that recent arrivals and temporary visa holders are more vulnerable to workplace exploitation. For many, English is their second language, so they may have some language barriers to understanding their rights. They're also often unfamiliar with the Australian pay rates and workplace laws, and they might not know where to go to help if they do have an issue. But most often, they're worried about what might happen to their visa status if they approach us for help. So we would strongly encourage people to have a look at our website and have a look at the protections that we can offer.
Anda perlu mengetahui bahwa atasan tidak dapat membatalkan visa Anda dan bahwa Anda tidak akan kehilangan visa Anda karena melaporkan adanya tindakan eksploitasi.
We do have a protocol in place with the Department of Immigration where your visa won't be cancelled if you believe you've been exploited at work and you report those circumstances to us. So you don't need to worry about your visa when coming to us for help.
Profesor Alan Fels adalah Kepala Satuan Tugas Para Pekerja Migran, yang mana berusaha untuk selalu meningkatkan kemampuan hukum untuk menghentikan eksploitasi pekerja migran. Ia mendorong masyarakat untuk melaporkan jika hak-hak mereka tidak dihormati.
Well, in the case of, for example, 7-Eleven, that business underpaid many thousands of workers, and now they are being repaid, many of them. 7-Eleven has already repaid $150 million. So it is worthwhile reporting underpay and start with the government's Fair Work Ombudsman.
Mark Lee mengatakan bahwa Ombudsman Kerja Adil menyediakan informasi dan juga sarana dalam beberapa bahasa.
Our website has information in 30 different languages. We also have an anonymous tip-off form online, so if you are concerned about revealing your identity, you can keep that private and you can use our anonymous tip-off tool, and that tool is available in 16 different languages other than English. You can also speak to one of our InfoLine advisors. You can call 13 13 94 and speak to somebody on the phone, and we have a translator service available too, and that's free.
Para pekerja di Australia juga berhak atas tempat kerja yang aman. Dave Noonan, selaku Sekretaris Nasional Divisi Konstruksi CFMAU, mengatakan bahwa semua pekerja, termasuk mereka yang menggunakan visa sementara, harus berani menyampaikan jika mereka merasa tidak aman.
They should make a complaint. The worst thing that can happen is that you do work that's unsafe and get hurt or get killed at work. There's no worse outcome for families than that. Lots of employers will put people on temporary visas knowing that they're less likely to argue the case. But the strict legal position is the safety laws apply to everybody equally, and that's what workers should demand. It doesn't matter where they come from in the world. In this country, they've got a right to work safely. They've got a right at law to refuse unsafe work. They can get assistance from the government regulator in each state. At the end of the day, the union is there to defend workers.
Ia juga menyampaikan bahwa para pekerja sementara seringkali tidak melaporkan adanya eksploitasi, bullying, dan juga praktek-praktek tidak aman di tempat kerja karena takut akan dipulangkan kembali ke negara asal mereka.
The employer can't just send you back home. If you have an issue around occupational health and safety or underpayment of wages, you are entitled to get advice from your employer or from the government regulator. And if the employer tries to send people home for making those inquiries, that's unlawful.